AircheckDownloads.com.
326. Easy, relax, relax, relax. Although she won't be going just yet, Michael Heseltine is favourite to take the Tory leadership. The Tory conference starts tomorrow. Top star Des Lynam.
Yo, check him out, Des.
Says he hates his ladies' man image. Attention from the women makes me shy, he says. Coronation Street starts the week at number one again on the TV chart. And the new James Cameron movie opens this week. The Abyss opens in Britain. It's an underwater thriller, as you know, from the makers of The Terminator and Aliens.
Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 4, 3. Oh, through here. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you tell me where the party is?
Listen, you're going to have to ring 0870-4444-836. All right.
448836. Thank you. So 0448836. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you tell me where the party is?
Oh, yeah, you want to ring 03926.
03926.
7235. 7233. 4568.
Thanks very much. 3, 4, 5, 8, 7, 4, 3. Hello?
Hello there?
Yeah, can you tell me where the party is?
Yeah, you want to get to Brighton, mate.
You can see Rapper T, LL Cool Lawson, Tories with Attitude, Kenneth B and Rakim, and Jazzy Jeff Howe and the head of the house posse.
So check out the Acid Tongue Party of the Year, the Tory Party Conference.
Yes, in the young blood. What a great record that is. Coming up later, the showbiz stories you need. Also some true stories. The studio posse. At work, who's late and who's not? Why your dentist will get better. Bald men really are better lovers. And a little more satire for you.
Join us when we come back as Steve Wright in the Afternoon continues after the news.
After 3:30 now in the UK. The news on one, here comes Eleanor Aldroyd. Radio
One. Labour has said there's no end in sight to the mortgage misery for Britain's homeowners. That's it for now. We'll have a news update for you at 4:30.
Thank you.
Steve Wright in the Afternoon. When you're at work, so are we.
The winning team is on.
From 3 to 5:30.
Good afternoon, this is Steve Wright in the Afternoon with the posse here. It's 23 minutes to 4, and let's just say good afternoon to Michael Parkinson, because I know he sometimes listens.
Welcome to my show.
Actually, he's doing a good new TV show on the telly at the moment. The subject of Michael Parkinson's hair seems to be of interest in the press. Is it blonde or is it grey? It's a big issue. Michael, phone me and I'll put the record straight. TV presenter Sally Magnusson is to quit Breakfast News to have a baby. She's married to TV director Norman Stone. Robin Day says, I'm sad my marriage ended. I doubt I'll try again. And Matt Goss dived for cover in the USA when rival Dallas drug dealers started shooting at one another. Blimey. It's Monday afternoon and we have a fresh Mr. Mad online here. Hello.
I ain't fresh, pal. I passed myself by 8 years ago.
Who's mad today?
I'll tell you who's mad later.
All right.
I'll get you. I'll get that one. I'll tell you where I'm living.
Get that one. Easy, easy. Relax,
I'm living
relax.
Underneath. An industrial bench grinder.
Yeah.
In a workshop in Wolverhampton, pal. That's where I'm living today.
You're barking mad. Talk to you later, Mr. Mad.
I've got to go now.
By the way, did I tell you I was mad?
Commercial free, Radio 1. It's another true story.
Time for another Monday true story. Thank you. A 45-year-old groom split with his wife of 2 hours when he saw how cheap his rich in-laws were. Keith Bugman bugged out after 2 hours of less than bliss when the bride's family served Burger King Whoppers at the wedding reception. The father of the bride, a millionaire real estate developer in Toronto, Canada, had a cassette player instead of a band, cheap champagne, and held the reception in a firehouse to save money. Disgusted, Keith said the last straw came when the wedding feast of 90 Whoppers were delivered to the firehouse with no cheese and no fries. Said bride Donna, "I'm glad he's gone. Everybody said he only married me for daddy's money and the chocolate shake."
It's another true story.
Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Sister.
All right, 17 minutes to 4 on 1 FM. Here we are in central Scotland at 98.6 the North, 98.8 the Midlands, 98.4 South Wales, Avon and Somerset, 98.7 London, 104.8, 1053 and 1089 kilohertz medium wave, Belfast 96, Oxfordshire 98.2. And good afternoon to you, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. It's Monday afternoon, and here we are again to deliver a load of old malarkey to Susan Morris in Wall's End, from Jeff and Mitch in the Navy Days office in Plymouth. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your call. Congratulations to Stephen Wilson at the General Chip Company, Cardiff, on passing his driving test. Well done from his mum and everyone who knows him. Please play Patience by Guns N' Roses. For Martin Orme, I love you, from Debbie. Also to Ina Edwards at TNX, you're raving mad, from Peter. There's a fashion show tomorrow night at 7:30 in Delisle, Glasgow, and they want as many people there as possible, so get on down there. Hello to Nadine. Yeah, Nadine, who's Nadine Singleton, I think, who's 19 tomorrow and expecting her first baby. Love from Chris. And Andy, Sue loves you. If you want to give us a call, you know the number. Okay, it's Monday, October 9th, 1989. It's the eve of the Tory conference. Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement today. National Day of Uganda. 80th birthday of Lord Coggan, former Archbishop of Canterbury. The 30th that Margaret Thatcher was elected to Parliament. Really? The Queen and Prince Philip visit Singapore. The House of Lords returns after the summer recess. The New Frontiers Leadership Conference at the Brighton Centre and Dome there. Also, the International Seminar on Rail Mass Transit for Developing Countries at the Institution of Mechanical Engineers in London. That's today and tomorrow. In snooker, it's the Rothmans Grand Prix at the Hexagon in Reading. Joanna Lumley hosts the Wogan Show tonight. In baseball, it's the US World Series starting today. That'll be on Channel 4. Crosby Arts Festival in Liverpool. And on the provincial playbill, Jeffrey Archer's Beyond Reasonable Doubt is playing tonight with Frank Finlay and Wendy Craig at the Theatre Royal in Norwich. Do you? Herman's Helmets. And something is happening to me. At 5:30 Newsbeat, at 5:45, Jackie Brambles. Jackie has a review of the new singles chart after 7. Plus Waterfront in session. The Mike Reed Collection is here 7:30 with Replace a Disc. And music from an old Top of the Pops and more forgotten oldies from Mike's extensive collection. John Peel at 8:30, featuring Mancunian band In Spiral Carpets, recorded and mixed by Radio 1. Come on down to In Spiral Carpets, open Bank Holiday Monday. Nikki Campbell at 10, with studio guest Deborah Harry, plus the Indian Givers in session. And at 11, listen out for your chance to attend Nikki's Halloween Bash. Sounds exciting to me. Richard Skinner at 12 with music in session from Kickback.
Let's see what's making news.
As you've no doubt heard, more riots in East Germany. We want democracy, they say. Labour would sweep the Tories from power with a 50-seat majority if there was an election today. Today also starts European Cancer Awareness Week. And women who get a divorce become married to their jobs, quote unquote, and go right to the top. Sadly, men go right downhill after a divorce.
Provocative conversation. The hottest hits. Choice oldies. Radio's consistently number one afternoon show.
It's Steve Wright here on Radio 1. On the show that's wild and wacky.
afternoon. Radio 1.
Steve Wright in the afternoon. When you're at work, so are we.
Yes, it's true.
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Bono here.
Bono.
What's the weather like?
Dull, cool and cloudy. Scattered showers and breezy. Tonight, foggy. High 59, 60. Low 48 in Ireland tonight. Dark at 6:35. It's 4:01. That's a bit of a rave favourite. East 104th Street Club. Yes. Check it out. Monday, October 9, 1989. The Duke of Kent is 54 today. Steve Ovett, MP, is 34. Donald Sinden, he's 66 today. Peter Elliott, the athlete, is 27. Carling Bassett, the tennis player, is 22. Brian Blessed, the actor, is 52. Jackson Brown is 41. John Entwistle of The Who, currently on tour, 45. Lord Hailsham, former Lord Chancellor, is 82. And Lord Coggan, former Archbishop of Canterbury, is 80 today.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear La 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 La! Happy birthday to you!
It's only 1 FM. Radio 1 FM.
No hits, no scratches. Uncompletedness.
Aircheckdownloads.com.